if anyone here has received a message recently that's kind of interesting or maybe surprising that they're prepared to share with us, some kind of message. Anybody like to tell us? I can tell you one that I got this morning from my daughter who just landed back at Heathrow from Bangladesh after 3 months. So we're very pleased to hear that she got back okay. I got another one from our parish administrator, Liz, who said that she'd just become a grandma with a little girl born last week. Anybody else got any messages? Maybe you got a message that was inviting you to Bobby's Thanksgiving today. Maybe you got a letter or a card or a text or something like that. I guess we all get messages, don't we, in different sort of ways. Sometimes they're memorable, sometimes they're surprising. Well, in that Bible reading that we had from the opening of the New Testament letter to the Hebrews, we heard about the best ever message, the ultimate message, the most important message that we all need to hear. Now, the people who first got that letter were people who were living under great pressure. You see, they'd been brought up as part of the Old Testament people. They'd been taught to believe in God and to go to the synagogue, to read the books of the laws, and to take part in the ceremonies in the temple with its sacrifices. But then they'd heard about a man who taught remarkable things, a man who performed miracles, a man who was then put to death, but amazingly was brought back from the dead. They'd come to believe that this man, Jesus of Nazareth, was in fact the long-awaited Messiah that their books in their Bible had told them to expect. They'd come to receive forgiveness of their sins and a new connection with God. They'd been given a new life so that they could serve the true and living God and to do that in partnership with others, the people of the Messiah. Their lives had been transformed. But things then started to get extremely challenging. Some of their old friends turned against them. Even family members did. Some of them started to get into trouble just for what they believed. And some were even put into prison. Things were pretty tough. And they were beginning to ask themselves if it was really worth being associated with this Jesus. Perhaps it was easy, they were beginning to think, just to go back to what they'd believed before, to stop meeting together with others who believed in Jesus the Messiah as church, and just to go with the flow of everyone around them. Well, the letter to the Hebrews was sent to them, to these Hebrew Christians, with a message. It was written to say to them, and indeed God speaks to us today through it as well, Jesus is better. Jesus is better than anything or anyone else. So stick with him. Now, the reading began long ago. At many times and in many ways, God spoke to our forefathers by the prophets. You see, the true and living God has always been a God with a message. He has always been the speaking God. For many hundreds of years, God had made known what was true by using special messengers, the prophets. So he used people like Moses and Isaiah and Jeremiah, Ezekiel and lots of others to get across what people really needed to know about what God is really like, about the world and about what human beings are truly like. And he used lots of different methods, inspiring speeches, written books, and acted out messages. But we're reminded here that in this period of history, what the writer calls these last days, God has spoken his best ever message. The message that is better than any other, the ultimate message, the final message to the world. So what on earth is this message? Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. See, God has not just sent a message with words, God has sent a person. Here is not just some kind of prophetic utterance, but God's Son himself. Here is the best message, the superior message for the world. God has spoken to us through Jesus. But what does God's Son say to us? Well, we read in that reading that God's Son is the radiance of the glory of God. Now, I could do with someone just to come and give me a hand with something here. I might have to come and pick on somebody. Anybody like to come and give me a hand? You can give us a hand? That'd be good, thank you. Now, what I want you to do is just stand at the front here. And you see that bit of sort of rubber there. If you turn round, just turn around so you can see everybody, that's it. And hold on to that with both hands. Just stay on that. Just, right, okay. And what's going to happen? Whoa! Look at that. That's a pretty impressive light, isn't it, that? Well, you know, that light, it shines, doesn't it? And what's going on is that electrical energy is being changed into light energy. Energy is being given off as heat, you can actually feel it, and of course light, we can all see it too. Now, in a much greater way, Jesus shines out the reality of what God is like. From Jesus comes truth about God's very being, his glory, his greatness. He is the radiance of the glory of God. Thank you very much for your help. Shall we give her a round of applause? All of God's greatness and his majesty shine through his Son. Jesus shows us just what God is really like. The greatness, the purity, the wonder, the love. All that God is shines from Jesus. What the personal God is like is seen in the person of Jesus. God's Son is the radiance of the glory of God. But also we read that God's Son is the exact imprint of God's nature. Now I need somebody else to give me a hand with this one. Don't want to miss out. Anybody else like to come and give us a hand before I pick on you? Would you like to come and help me? Yeah, you come then. Two of you want to come together? Do you come as well? Thank you. Now, on this table here, I've got something which is sort of interesting. What it is, can you see what it is? What does it look like? Roughly, what does it look like? Look like money? Yes, it sort of looks like a coin. It's a token. And it actually, for interest, it's a token that people, when they went down the mines to dig out coal, they used to have one of these, and they'd give it in when they got to work and get it back again later. So it actually says something on it about a coal mine. Now, when it says in that Bible reading that Jesus is the exact imprint of God's nature, the word that's used for exact imprint is like the sort of word that's used for the way that you make a token or a coin. You know, when you get it, you can see, can't you, it's got words on it. Can you see that? You can feel them with your finger. You feel them? They stick out, don't they? And basically what happens is that an artist comes and they engrave an image on some wax. And then that's made into something that's made of metal. And then they push it into the soft material. Can you just come and stand on the set and push it right in as hard as you can? That's it. Great. Hard. Excellent. Bit harder. Very good. Now then, let's see what we got when we lift it out. Can you see? What's on there?
Writing.
It's got writing on it, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And is it, what's it like? It's like the writing on the token, isn't it? It's exactly the same. You've got the exact imprint in, it's just plasticine actually, but the exact imprint of that token in the plasticine. Thank you very much. Shall we give you two a round of applause as well? Now we read that God's Son, Jesus, is the exact imprint of God's nature. Jesus is of exactly the same nature as God the Father. He is truly God as well as fully man. And that's why Jesus is the better message. See, when we see what the Son is like, we see what God is like. Now, there's one other thing that the reading tells us about we need to think about this morning. Something that shows us that the ultimate message, Jesus has done something very, very important. We read, when he made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus made purification for sins. Now, the rest of this letter is going to explain more of what that means and how it's possible. But the bottom line is that Jesus can make guilty people clean before him. Now, who hasn't had a go yet? I'd like to just come. You've got one. No one. You're going to come and help me? Come help me with one other thing. Now, what I've got here, can you see that? Come and stand on the thing here. It's some pretty kind of manky looking water. It looks like it's been drawn out of the Humber this morning. You know, it's kind of a little bit kind of cloudy and, you know, it's not really very nice, is it? And, you know, in some ways our lives are a bit like that. We're people who have got lots of things going for us. God's given us so many good things and we enjoy so many good things, but we don't allow God the rightful place in our lives. We're made to relate to him, to connect to him, but we've turned away from him and our lives are kind of dirty and not what they should be. But, see that, just hold the handle and carefully pour it in. Oh, now then, what's happening? Pour it all in. What's happened to that manky water?
It's gone clear.
It's gone clear. It has gone clear. Thank you very much. Let's give a round of applause. And that's a picture of what Jesus can do for those who call out to him and ask for forgiveness and turn back to him. We might be dirty on the inside, but because Jesus died on the cross and because that was proved to be true by rising again from the dead, then there can be forgiveness. We can be cleansed. We can be cleaned up and know God ourselves. And what more important message is there for any human being than that? Well, we began, didn't we, thinking about messages and the kind of messages that we can receive. Well, God has sent us a message, but it's not just a message with words. The words are important. It's a message about his Son. Indeed, it is his Son. Jesus is God's last and greatest message to the world. And given how God has spoken to us, how can we fail to believe in him? How can we fail to go on believing in him? Because he is the one who is the radiance, the shining out of God's very nature. He is the one who is the exact imprint of the being of God. And he is the one who can make purification for sins through his death. God's message then is Jesus is better. He is better than anything or anyone else. So believe in him. Stick with him. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have not just left us in a world of confusion to try and work it out ourselves, to guess and to make mistakes, but that you have spoken to us through Jesus. And we pray that you would open our hearts, all of us this morning, to see more of him. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen.